So your calendar and task manager are organized and you have enough time to complete your important work. But how do you define what your individual tasks are? That's what I'm answering this week. Hello and welcome to episode 319 of the Working With podcast, a podcast to answer all your questions about productivity, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host of this show. One of the most powerful ways to improve your effectiveness is to ensure you have sufficient time each day protected for your important work. Some of these tasks will be obvious. If you're a salesperson and one of your customers asks you to send them a quote for a new product you are selling, that will come under the general category of customers, as this is an important part of your work as a salesperson. Your customer category will have time protected each day. Well, I hope it does. Then there will be your general communications and admin to deal with. We all have these categories of tasks to do each day. There's no point in sticking your head in the sand, as if it were, and hoping they will go away. Emails demanding a reply do not disappear. Ignore these for one day, and you'll have double the amount to do tomorrow. This means you will need double the amount of time too. Time you likely do not have. What all this means is that if your task manager supports tags or labels, and most do, you can use these for your categories of work. And this week's question is about how you choose which category for which type of task. So with that in mind, let me hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Jose. Jose asks, "Hi Carl, I'm struggling to define which tasks are admin, consulting, or sales related. How do you go about choosing categories for your tasks?"
Hi Jose, thank you for your question. Let me first explain the different categories of work you may have. The concept here is that every task you have will come under a particular category. Those categories could be communications or admin, but they could also be sales activity, writing, designing, or marketing. Your categories will depend on the kind of work you do. Once you've established your categories, you protect time each day or week to work on those categories. For example, I have a category for projects. I block Wednesday mornings for project work. This means that when I plan for the week, the majority of my project tasks will be scheduled for Wednesday. The important thing is you do not add too many categories. The less, the better. Just to give you a benchmark, I have 8 categories. Mine are writing, audiovisual, clients, projects, communications, admin, planning, and chores. It can be difficult to establish your categories at first, and the temptation will be to add more categories than you need. This is a mistake because very soon you will have too many categories, which just slows down your processing. Now, if you're familiar with COD, and if you are not, you can take the free course. The link is in the show notes. The purpose of organizing is to get everything in the right place as quickly as possible. If you have too many categories, it will slow you down and involve far too many choices. You may have experienced the paradox of choice, where too many choices paralyzes your thinking. So what are your categories? Well, you will likely have communications and admin. We all have to communicate, and email and Teams and Slack are a pernicious and never-ending part of life today. Having some time protected each day to deal with your communications will keep you on top of these and prevent you from being overwhelmed and swamped. And there are always little bits of admin to deal with, requests from HR, banking, filing, and expenses to process. You may not need a great deal of time for admin each day, but it is worth protecting 30 minutes or so just to stay on top of this. However, aside from your communications and admin, what other categories do you need? Well, this depends on your core work. For instance, if you're a journalist, two categories spring to mind: research and writing. This is the core of your employed work and is what you are paid for. If you spend 6 hours out of 8 hour working day in Teams or Zoom meetings, that leaves you with just 2 hours to manage your communications and admin and do some writing. No chance. It's just not going to happen. Something will have to change if you want to spend more time doing what you are employed to do. One way to do this is to ensure before the week begins, you have enough time to meet your core work objectives. That comes first. After that, you will see how much time you have left for meetings. Simple, yes? To put into practice, perhaps a lot more difficult, but it's one of those important adjustments worth working on. This means if you are a journalist, you would have your writing and research categories blocked in your calendar before the week begins. Now, in your case, Jose, you mentioned how to determine what type a task is. I would see any task that comes from a customer or client as something more than admin, unless it was updating a customer relationship manager or a spreadsheet, which would be admin. If a client requests a copy of an invoice or a receipt, I would categorize that as client work. It's important because it's a request from a client. It might be small to you, but to your client, they may need that invoice or receipt urgently. Remember, not everyone is as efficient and organized as you are. It's also a quick win for you, as a task like this would be a quick task. Consulting is an interesting category. That perhaps is something you do as part of your client work. For example, I don't consider my coaching work a separate category. Coaching is relatively straightforward as I am with the client. It's an appointment on my calendar. The resulting feedback I write for the client comes under the category writing. As I have 4 or 5 coaching appointments per day, this means I have 4 or 5 feedback reports to write each day. Hence, I have a writing block on my calendar most days. Similarly with sales, is that a category of task or isn't it appointment with your clients? Sales activity may be prospecting, writing proposals, or following up with clients, although that could be under your category of communications. Now, this leads me to an important aspect of this. You do not need to be absolute here. What matters is that the work gets done. Whether something is categorized as communications or sales activity really doesn't matter. What matters is that the task gets done when you intend it to get done. There are inevitably will be some grey areas. You could say that writing feedback for my coaching clients is a communication task. After all, it involves writing to a client. However, I chose to categorize the task as a writing task. And that's important. I chose to categorize it that way. And I am consistent with it. Perhaps in your consultancy work, Jose, you prepare reports for your clients. How would you categorize writing those reports? Is it writing or is it client work? How you categorize it doesn't really matter as long as you are consistent with your categorizing. Why go to the trouble of categorizing your work in the first place? Well, doing so helps you to prioritize your work more effectively. For instance, as a consultant, your top priority each day could be your client's work. When you begin the day and you see 3 tasks related to client work, you know without any further planning that those three tasks will be your priority for the day. Likewise, chores could be low priority tasks for you, in which case you can decide whether you will call the bank at lunchtime or leave it until later in the week. Categorizing your work is another way to automate the decision-making process. Having to decide what to do based on a long list of potential things to do overwhelms you and leaves you exhausted at the end of the day. By predetermining what your core work is, that's the work that is important as opposed to work that feels important but in reality is disguised low-value busy work. At the heart of this method is predetermining what is important and what is not. Only experience will tell you this to any accurate degree, and there will always be some grey areas. Fortunately, with experience, these instances of grey areas will reduce. If you're moving away from trying to decide what to do from a long list of tasks each day and moving to a categorized list, it will be uncomfortable at first. You will make mistakes and miscategorize tasks. That's fine. It's certainly nothing to worry about. It's by making these mistakes that you will learn for the next time. And I should mention, you will never be perfect. There are way too many different types of tasks coming at us each day that may defy a category. The important thing is not to worry too much about these. They will be rare, but will happen. So if you're new to the idea of categorizing your tasks, the way to set this up is to create tasks or labels in your task manager for the types of tasks you generally get. Try to avoid being too specific. Your tasks are specific, for instance, call Jenny about next week's board meeting, would come under your category communications. Likewise, your follow-ups would be communications too. It's also a good idea to keep these labels or tags to a minimum. The more you have, the slower you will be. Now, once you have your tasks set up, you then create time blocks in your calendar for working on those types of tasks. So, in my case, I have an hour each day set aside for communications. This means when my communication time comes up, I only need to see my list of communications for that day. Nothing else matters for the next hour. I know if I stick with this each day, I will never have a backlog or be overwhelmed, even if on some days I'm unable to clear them all. All this ultimately comes back to defining your role at work. Most of us are pretty clear about our roles in our personal lives, for example, mother, father, son, daughter, community member, etc. It's our work roles that we struggle with. Giving yourself some time to think about your roles will help you to develop the right categories for your work, and that in turn, will help you to organize your task list so it works for you rather than it being a source of stress and overwhelm. I hope that has helped, Jose. Thank you for sending in your question, and thank you to you too for listening. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.